Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
LeBron James inches closer to Kareem in epic fashion. A triple-double at the Garden and achieved yet another major milestone along the way. And from one former MVP to another, Stewie, she chooses the Liberty and she joins the show to talk about her league-altering decision. That's coming up in just a little bit. And a potential Eastern Conference Finals preview. It goes down tonight in Boston. Kyrie Irving, he's going back to his old stomping grounds. We start right now. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Malika Andrews, and this is NBA Today. But with Tom Brady calling it a career again this morning, we're going to start right there because, of course, we need to look at this through a hoops lens, right? Naturally, that means we're going to look at the similarities between what Brady did in his two decades plus into his career and what LeBron is doing at the same time. I mean, we're talking about cementing indomitable legacies. We're talking about setting records that are going to live on for decades.
Stop, Malika. Hey, listen, it's only right that a former Boston champion talked to another champion that represented the Bean Town and the Pats and won the championship. I'm talking to Tom Terrific right now, the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, the greatest football player to ever touch the field. I want to challenge him to something. I thought about coming on here being funny, but this is a serious matter because he took his craft to the game serious, and I want to see he has a little less than $250 million waiting on him right now to get into the TV space. The great Kobe Bryant, right? People would say, God rest his soul, that his career after basketball was about to surpass his career while he was playing, right? So I'm looking at Tom Brady and I want to know this. Can you challenge yourself to go out there and make your next career your best career, better than your football career? Can you challenge yourself to go out there and be the GOAT at television for us being a football analyst? That's one champion to another one. I appreciate you, Tom Terrific, for what you did for the game. And let me sum it up by saying this. Please continue to crack that smile.
Oh, I love it. Big Perk, those are some wise words, sir. We're going to have a little bit more on LeBron and Tom Brady later in the show. But for now, just LeBron, as we're joined by Chinne Agumake, Ramona Shelburne, Jalen Rose.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all, I think you know this, right? LeBron just inching closer and closer to Kareem's record, that all-time scoring record. So let's catch everyone up on how much closer he got last night at one of his favorite arenas, Madison Square Garden. The King and his court. You can always count on the Daily News, Ramona, for a good headline after a big game.
Yep.
Always. So you have the chalk toss. We're going to pick this one up. The last seconds of the second quarter, LeBron James dishes it out to Dennis Schroeder. Oh!
Like what? He knew it was in. He knew it.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky.
Look at him.
Good.
Just a quick. Yup. Oh, yeah. Yup. No look. No
Schroeder,
look.
Like, really? You going to give me this shot to take to mess up my field goal percentage? I got you. It's all good.
Going ahead to the third quarter. You can see the tracker in the bottom of your screen. 103 buckets away after LeBron hits that one, Chinne.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable what we're witnessing. The mid-range, we're going to see him attack the rim. We're going to see him knock down threes. This play, you'll see it very soon because I love it here. Most importantly, and one, son.
And one. So at this point, he is under 100 points away, which is just wild. We're headed to the fourth quarter here now. Lakers up three at this point. LeBron James dishes it out.
Oh! Somebody snatches at the rim.
Thomas Bryant throws it down, but with that dime, LeBron James, he passes Steve Nash for fourth most on the all-time assist list. Another bucket for LeBron there. The Lakers take a lead. Now, 30 seconds left here. Knicks with the ball, looking. Jalen Brunson takes it up, gets it to go. Tied game with 24 seconds left. This one would go to overtime. We will take you there now. 4 minutes left. Russell Westbrook dishes it out to LeBron.
Love it.
To go.
Love it. And I'll save it for in a few seconds.
Okay. We're going to get to hear a little bit more on what Chinne saw from this game.
Beautiful
Russell
pass.
Westbrook again to Anthony Davis. So good to see him on the floor. The Lakers edging out the New York Knicks. up by four at this point. Again to LeBron, puts the final finishes on the win. Let's take a listen to LeBron James and company after the game.
I didn't get to this point in my career by thinking about, records or how many points I have or whatever the case might be. I just played the game the right way.
He's just a kid who's grown before our eyes, and the last 20 years at this level has done nothing but play the right way and make the play that's in front of him.
I approach the game every night on trying to be a triple threat by scoring, rebounding, assisting, defending, and then made the chips fall where they may.
Just doing it all, man. That's what great players do. That's what all-time greats do. And he's right up there at the top of the list with all of them.
So here's how rare it is to be that prolific at both scoring and passing the ball. Among the top five on the assist list that LeBron joined last night, only Chris Paul is even in the top 50 of the all-time scoring list, and he checks in at 38th. And according to Elias, LeBron is the first non-guard to be in the top five in career assists. I mean, look at this, since 1963. So, Chinee, I know you saw all of this ridiculousness. Can you and Jalen break this down a little bit more for us?
Yeah, I'm bringing my big brother with me today. Yo. Thank you so much, Malika. Jalen and I are more than prepared to give LeBron James his flowers. But let's be real here. At this point, he's going to need like a super-sized vase for those flowers because he continues to rewrite the record book night after night when it comes to both scoring and passing. So, Jalen, I will start with his scoring and why it's so impressive to me. And by the way, y'all, LeBron has scored 20-plus points in 33 straight games, the longest streak by a Lakers player since Kobe Bryant in 05-06. And by the way, the Knicks, that game was the latest on this list. So let's talk about how effective LeBron James has been. So watch LeBron James in this pick and roll with Thomas Bryant. Normally when you see a situation like this and you're a scorer, look at the defense all on the free throw line and below. Normally you would settle for an outside shot, but on this play, Jalen, no Anthony Davis on the floor, which means he's probably their best scoring threat in the interior. And so as this pick and roll goes, it's really great because you'll see, all right, Thomas takes his time, make sure the screen is adjusted. Also, I love this right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone keyed in on LeBron James. Even Jalen Brunson is coming over to shade help side. He clears his, cleanses the lane on the opposite side, but he's like, let me show more bodies at LeBron. That doesn't matter. The screen is really adjusted. LeBron takes his time, goes with the left. Defense on his heels. He sees a gap, and that gap is enough for him to score. So that's one reason why he's truly a point forward. But as we continue, there's certain plays that just give me hype. I love this play right here. So this is why the Rui Hachimura acquisition is so important, because he's a big with a scoring threat. He's able to shoot the ball from deep. Now watch this curl cut. He's going to make a curl cut over. AD is going to set a flare screen. Dennis Schroeder is going to flare off of it. We've got the initiator on offense right here. But all of this is action to keep LeBron James's defense on the high side so that he's able to get the lob in an easy two. Again, this is overtime setting the tone. Watch this play happen. And also, by the way, watch AD. I love it when you have to sell it. He's like, hey, flare. Sell it over here, flare. Over the top, the best look you can get in basketball, an easy bucket. So those are some of the reasons why LeBron James, what he's doing is so impressive. He's not settling for threes. He's reading when he can really have an advantage in the paint, and that's why I loved his scoring. But I know you want to talk about the passing.
Absolutely, and rightfully so. Anytime you're about to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scoring list, we're going to highlight what you can do offensively and how his game has changed over the years. But I want to acknowledge LeBron James, the passer. And when we looked at that passing list, all of those players were under 6'4". This is this guy that's 6'9", 250 or 60 pounds, turning the corner, and all of a sudden making people around you better. LeBron James is a power guard embodying positionless basketball. He's going to make the right play at the right time. Look at that cross-court pass that he made to Dennis Schroeder. In the shooting pocket, no hesitation, knocks it down.
And this is why you think that the Lakers right now could be a playoff team. That's where they're trending.
Absolutely. Not only a playoff team, but one that can advance.
Okay. I see the handles like LeBron.
Oh, no doubt.
Still got the behind the back.
I like that. So, Janae, you said we're going to need a super-sized base. Well, how about this? We're going to add a couple more flowers, because what LeBron is doing at age 38, it is just insane. But look at this. Let's look at the sample size in the month of January 2023 by itself. Averaging 33.8 points per game in January, making this the second highest scoring month of his entire 20-year career. So, Ramona, if you had to narrow it down, which I realize is an impossible task, what's the most impressive thing that LeBron is doing at age 38?
The fact that he's doing it at age 38.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, you know, I was talking to some of his players that he knew in high school, Drew Joyce, okay? And Drew said he has always been like this. He said when you would invite him over for a sleepover party, he would pack up his stuff and he would make it, he'd fold the blanket all nice. He'd make your stuff nice because that's how he took care of your stuff. That's how he took care of his stuff. Mm. He's always taking care of his body. He's had that discipline to him to do this for 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years, not just be great for 20 years, but to have the discipline to work out at 5 in the morning. Drew said he came out and worked out with him a couple years ago in L.A. And he had retired himself and wanted to transition into coaching. And he goes, you know, I stayed at his house, and Bron said, be ready at 5. And that's not get up at 5, and that's out the door at 5. We're going to the gym, and then to the set of Space Jam, and then back to the gym later that day. That's how you do this at age 38.
Yeah, and that is not something that everybody is capable of, Perk. What impresses you the most?
Well, I mean, when it comes to, just think about this for a second. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about, okay, hey, when is Bron going to break the record? Is it going to be in Madison Square Garden? Or is it going to be when he play against the Bucks? Yeah. And when they set out against the Brooklyn Nets, we were talking about, okay, he's playing in Madison Square Garden. We know he's not going to break the scoring title tonight because he's too far behind. He's not going to put up 100-plus, right? And then all of a sudden, right, we have our predictions yesterday. We talk about, oh, he's going to score 38. He's going to score 40. Nobody was even thinking about that he was on the verge of passing Mark Jackson on the all-time list for his assists. And so when I think about it, at this point, it's anonymous. Mm. It's anonymous, meaning one in the same. LeBron James is the NBA. The NBA is LeBron James. When you think about LeBron James, when it's all said and done, and the NBA, if you go and you Google the NBA and you search it, LeBron James' name is going to pop up.
Yeah.
It's going to pop up. He's forever cemented into this game, into far as his legacy. And with all due respect to, you know, the late, great Bill Russell, the late, great Kobe Bryant, to Magic Johnson, to Michael Jordan, no one is going to have that ties like LeBron James when it comes down to the NBA.
Yeah, and LeBron said something in Steph's chase of the all-time three-point record. He said something that's kind of wild is even when Steph was 16 away, he would turn on the TV thinking, actually, Steph Curry's capable of doing that.
Yeah.
It's not impossible that Steph Curry could have 16 threes in a game. So we're going to watch this pursuit with that type of respect. We're at that point with LeBron. Yeah, he's still 89 points away from the all-time scoring record, so he could get there next Tuesday against the Thunder, averaging just under 30 points per game over the Lakers' next three games. But that's not even what it's about, right?
Yep.
He has that ability to just any given night. Like, we can't turn this off.
You know, a couple of months ago, I was standing there after a game, and some people close to LeBron said, okay, at what point do we make sure that we travel to be there? How close does he have to be?
Yeah.
And I said, 60? Like, within, and I was like, you know what, though? When he gets close to, if he gets to 70,
yep.
Do you know every single Laker is going to pass him the ball every time?
Right.
Right. So it's like Kobe's last game.
I'm not predicting.
Like, he could have one of those kind of games.
Don't count it out. I think it's fair to say, I mean, at least in the current NBA, he is the NBA GOAT. I know today, though, it's about the NFL GOAT. So ahead on our show, he's retiring. Jalen Rose, he has a surprising take, though, on Tom Brady and LeBron that I promise that you're not going to want to miss. Plus, while one legend is hanging them up, another is packing up and moving across the country. Yes, I am talking about Stewie. She chooses the New York Liberty. My interview with her is coming up next. And speaking of greatness, the Joker is one assist away from averaging a triple-double. So if he does that, should we just call him the third straight MVP already? Our panel's answer. That's coming up next.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is brought to you by Marvel Studios' Black Panther Wakanda Forever, now streaming only on Disney+.
The great Breanna Stewart.
I want to be the best on the basketball court.
And no matter who you stick on Stewie, she finishes and she makes plays.
Stewart a three, and scores!
It's unstoppable. Watch me do
my thing. Projected by Breanna Stewart!
Three on the way.
Becoming a mom, wanting to be my best for her.
It's just so easy and effortless when you watch her.
Since Perk said synonymous, Stewie is synonymous with winning. She's won everywhere she's been. Two-time WNBA champion and finals MVP, a EuroLeague champ, Final Four MVP, a four-time NCAA champion, a tournament MOP, a league MVP. The list goes on and on. I am joined now by the former league MVP, the two-time finals MVP, Breanna Stewart. Stewie, you tweeted this morning, the Empire State Building lit up with Stewie across it. You were officially headed to the New York Liberty. So walk us through it. Why did you decide to go to New York?
Well, it's been a roller coaster of emotions for sure. And I decided to go to New York because I want to continue to be great. And I want to go to the place where I can continue to help this league become better, to continue to raise the standard. And I feel like, why not go to the biggest market in all of sports? Mm. And I'm really excited to go after their first championship.
We are excited to watch you in that pursuit. I think a lot of folks see you joining this roster as pushing the Liberty immediately into championship contender conversations. Sabrina Ionescu, Jonquel Jones, how do you see yourself fitting in with that team? And what's the ceiling for this group?
I think that this group has a ton of potential. I think that there's a lot of amazing players. You just named two, but there's many more behind that. And the selflessness is what's going to help us really set ourselves apart from everyone else. And, you know, I'm ready to get to work. Obviously, training camp, WBA doesn't start for a while, but I'm excited. I'm ready. And I can't believe it, to be honest.
I think the whole world was sort of holding their breath. Where are you going to go? And to finally see the decision that you made, I was excited to see. I might be getting ahead of myself here. Is it too early to start talking about you all as a super team?
Super teams are the new thing, as you can see. So we're just trying to make sure that we're as good as possible. We have all of our boxes checked. And like I said, when you look at the talent, there's a lot of amazing players on this roster. And We're gonna go after the championship.
Mm. You talked about wanting to push the league forward. So let's talk about travel, because you tweeted that you'd love to be a part of a deal that would help subsidize charter travel for the entire NBA and the entire WNBA, rather. How did going to New York factor into furthering those discussions?
Going to New York helped factor into these discussions just because, you know that you have people behind you who are pushing the same thing. Obviously, the owners of the Liberty, Joe and Claire Tsai, are trying to continue to elevate and raise the standard. And I think that, you know, it's what we deserve. It's what we deserve as professional athletes, women's basketball players. We want to be our best every single night.
Yeah. What do you see as the next tangible steps there and where you fit in to pushing those?
I think the next steps for the charter is it's not going to go from zero to 100. Obviously, we would love to have, you know, a company come in and just sponsor us for the entire year. But if we can you know, be able to pick and choose the flights that we charter, you know, whether it's the East to West Coast trip or, you know, the one that's really the worst or the back to back, just having some flexibility, you know, because right now it's just a no. And maybe it could be a maybe or a yes sometimes, but no is really hard to work with.
Well, when you can move the needle from no to yes, maybe, then eventually that discussion just becomes a yes. And it's so clear that you have so much support within the WNBA, also in the NBA and other sports pushing in that direction. I want to talk a little bit more on the court because this is such an exciting day for you, I think, for New York basketball fans. And for Kevin Durant, because I know he's thrilled about your decision. He said that he never makes these kinds of pitches, but he was pitching you to come to New York. Have you heard from him? What were those conversations like?
I haven't heard from him today. I'm sure that I will be hearing from him soon. But he definitely wrote me a couple weeks ago just saying, you know, it would be a dynasty if I came and, you know, putting pressure on it. We talked about it a while back at the Olympics. And, you know, like I said before, New York is a basketball city. Everybody wants to come and show what they have. And I hope that we can get as many people who are behind the Nets to be behind the Liberty. And that just starts with getting tickets.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, you said that he said that this could be a dynasty. I think Kevin Durant knows a little something about building dynasties. Our Ramona Shelburne called your decision today one of the biggest free agent moves in WNBA history. And another WNBA star who is still currently a free agent is Courtney Vandersloot, who announced that she's not going to be returning to the Chicago Sky. So do we get a pitch here? What's your message to Courtney?
Oh, my message to Sloot is, you know, she knows that I love to play with her, but going to support her in any decision that she makes. It's free agency is hard. And I think it's been an emotional roller coaster for everybody, and know that, you know, it's not only basketball that these decisions are made behind. It's life. And, you know, hopefully we'll be gearing up again together sometime soon.
I got to tell you, I was in Barclays Center last weekend and two fans came up to me and they said, Malika, I just know it. Stewie's going to come here and this place is going to be rocking. So they are ready for you. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us. We cannot wait to watch you this season.
Thank you.
Tune in later today for a one-hour WNBA free agency special. It's at 5 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. LaChyna Robinson, Rebecca Lobo, Carolyn Peck, and Holly Rowe. They will have the latest news and analysis on all the major trades around the league. And the team will be joined by the newest member of the Las Vegas Aces, Candace Parker.
Oh.
So back here now with Ramona Shelburne, with Chinee Ogumike. Ramona, you were following this story very closely. Mm-hmm. So when you look at this, how big of a deal is it for the WNBA that Stewie is headed to the Liberty?
This is the super team era now. Mm. I mean, she mentioned Kevin Durant, and he's a part of the two super teams we've seen constructed in the NBA in the past few years. When Kevin Durant joined the Golden State Warriors, that's kind of like when Candace Parker goes to the Aces, who are already defending champions, and the Warriors were 73 wins there. Stewart going to the Liberty is like when Kevin Durant and Kyrie went to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is fun, and we haven't seen free agency like this in the WNBA before.
Yeah.
Since 2020, this is really the beginning of player movement in the WNBA, and look how much we've gotten in just these 3 years.
Well, you know, that makes you go to the soundtrack. We are a super team. But when you're looking actually at the future on a more serious note, though, of the WNBA, what does this say to you, Chinee?
Well, if we're talking about the Aces and we're also talking about the Liberty, you have two billionaire, you know, owners that are literally investing in their teams to build them, and then also working hand in hand with players to propel the league forward. Now we just need the league to be on board with some of the flexibility, with some of the things that Stewie used her free agency to advocate for, right? When it talks about, you know, player experience and travel. And so I think that the rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
And you're now seeing other teams take notice and say, we have to really help build these types of infrastructures across the league. And I think that's something that the league office is going to be dealing with as well.
And I loved her answer that we needed to maybe go from a no to a maybe sometimes, and then eventually to a yes. So Breonna Stewart headed to the New York Liberty. Hey, ladies, riddle me this. If Nikola Jokic averages a triple-double this season, do we just call him the three-time MVP now? Don't miss our panel on that.
Oh, man.
Later.
Jesus. Oh,
I'll
man.
Let you think. I'll let you think on that one. Plus, The Cavs, they fell to the Heat last night. Big Perk, he did not like what he saw from Cleveland. So we'll give the floor to the big fella who has some shocking takes about Mitchell and company.
As expected.
And it all goes down tonight, Janae. Kyrie, he returns to his old stomping grounds in what could be an Eastern Conference Finals preview. Our panels must hear thoughts on the Nets and the Celtics coming up.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Take 11 titles in 13 seasons. No single player in NBA history owns more championship rings than Bill Russell, the 6'10" rim-protecting big man of the legendary Boston Celtics dynasty. In 1966, he became the first African-American head coach of any American pro sports team, while both playing and coaching in his final three seasons with the Celtics. Russell's experiences with racism also fueled a propensity for social activism, uplifting his legacy as both the ultimate winner and humanitarian.
So from the five-time MVP to the current MVP, Nikola Jokic, facing the Pelicans last night. We're going to pick this one up with under 30 seconds to go in the first. Nuggets down by four. Nikola Jokic, he kind of loses track of the... What?
Showing the versatility, big fella. With the interior crossover, the bucket, and one.
Nifty move there. All right, picking it up in the third quarter. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, look at him here. Corner three, can't quite get it to go. Nikola Jokic, what a dime.
Using his height, also using his awareness. Drops it off to Aaron Gordon for the bang bang. And here again to Michael Porter Jr. Backdoor cut for the layup.
Oof. Jokic being Jokic at this point. I mean, he had his fourth triple-double through three quarters this season. That's ridiculous.
Pushing a fast break like a point guard, and that's what happens, Malika, when you dedicate yourself to fitness. He lost weight. Now all of a sudden he's more nimble, getting up and down the floor, and he's basically virtually unstoppable.
Well, and then you have Jokic once again going to work. He finishes with 26 points, 18 rebounds, 15 assists. The Nuggets get the win 122-113. So you can see it here. I mean, his stats in January are just insane. He recorded 8 triple-doubles, tied for the third most in a calendar month since the merger. He's one of two players to reach this mark in the time, along with the triple-double king, Russell Westbrook. So here's the deal, Jalen.
Okay.
Jokic has 439 assists through 44 games. That means he's only one shy of averaging a triple-double. So if he does that, is he the three-time MVP?
I think we look for historic value, which the triple-doubles are going to give him, not only for an average like Big O and Russell Westbrook, but to be a center to do it. We also reward winning. The Denver Nuggets right now are going to be flirting with the one or two seed seemingly the rest of the year. So if he's putting up those type of historic numbers and his team is doing just as good, if not better, than the other 2 years where he actually won the award, is definitely his to lose.
Ooh, I should have mentioned there's some rules to this. I forgot. That's my bad, Jalen.
I didn't see the shot clock, no way.
24 seconds on the shot clock. I think that was a buzzer beater. That's what we're going to call That's what we're going to call that. Jokic, he had the best stat line of the night, but one of the best finishes of the night, Jalen. It happened in the East. Perk, did you happen to catch the end of the Cavs and the Heat last night? Because Bam and Jimmy Butler, they both came through in crunch time in the fourth quarter. The Cavs did have a chance to win. They were down with 7 seconds left. You can watch it here. Donovan Mitchell going full court, goes up. Not quite enough to get it to go. So here's what Donovan Mitchell said after the game.
you know, it's not something that, you know, it's the sky is falling. But now we see, okay, like, you know, continuously we learn in these losses what it takes. You know, we play pretty solid, you know, for 2.5-3 quarters, and then they just get to their spots, get to where they want to get to, offensive rebounds. Like, you know, at the end of the day, they had 21 points in the fourth quarter. We just didn't execute offensively. No matter what we did defensively, we weren't putting ourselves in positions to succeed, and that's on us.
Freeze, I need more time to address him. You know, I don't like being wrong. Before the season started, I said that the Cavs have the best starting five in basketball. And right now, they're making me look dumb, and I don't like to look dumb. Okay, here's the thing, right? When I look at the Cavs, they traded for Donovan Mitchell, not to be average, not to be in the middle, but actually to go and take them over the top because they believe in their young core. They believe in Kevin Love coming off the bench along with Ricky Rubio. When I see this team, they talk about the quote-unquote term of trust the process. They haven't even started the process. It's disturbing, and we saw them lose to the Miami Heat, and the Miami Heat is not even one of the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. I just needed more time.
Okay, I wasn't sure what shot clock we were using there, but I'm going to let you have it.
I never shot the ball anyway, so the shot clock didn't matter to me.
This is just Perk's clock at this point. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell, he's an all-star starter, so we're going to see if he ends up on Team LeBron, if he's on Team Giannis. And speaking of Giannis, Shanae, we need to talk about this man because he has no chill to his game. He was dominant again versus Charlotte last night. He had 34 points, 18 boards. But the play that we're talking about, it came with 23 seconds left. Giannis goes to block Terry Rozier, and then he comes down hard. He would end up being called for a goaltend. You're going to see it on his screen shortly. First, we have to show you when Giannis makes threes. Here it is. He was called for a goaltend, and then he comes up holding his knee a little bit. Obviously, that's the moment when Bucks fans all are holding their breath. Here's what Mike Budenholzer said after the game.
Is that one of those things where you don't really want to see him flying into the crowd with 20 seconds left in the game, especially with what he's been dealing with?
Yeah, in a perfect world, that'd probably be. But, you know, that's part of what makes him great.
All right, it's part of what makes him great. Well, where do you stand on all this?
Well, if I had to pick a word, our producers were like, how do you base this? Is it reckless? Is it ruthless? It's relentless. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's one of the best rim protectors, offensively giving you 32 points, but defensively giving you 12 rebounds a game, which is, by the way, second best in the NBA behind Sabonis. So that's just part of the Giannis package.
Right.
And you got to love it. You got to love it. Okay, where's the buzzer? Did I nail it?
I was going to say, you still got 3 seconds to go.
Hey!
This is why we know you were a buzzer.
Thank you.
Every time. Shanae, thank you very much. All right, last night the Bulls, they thought they had the Clippers on the ropes, but Kawhi Leonard, Ramona, his resurgence continues. The Claw finished with a cool 33. Norm Powell added 27. Los Angeles beat Chicago for its 6th victory in the last 7 games. The only game they dropped in that stretch, it was without Kawhi. So let's just say they're 6-0 in games that he has played. So you just had a conversation with Ty Lue about this recent run. How is he reflecting on all of that?
Well, they have both their guys now, and he said it's important because when Kawhi and Paul George are both back, Paul George can play that point guard. It keeps him engaged in the game. He's got the ball in his hand. They're not just playing through Kawhi and Paul floats around. Paul George is engaged now. And last year when Kawhi was out, they had to completely change their offense. Now, when they have both of them back, they can keep this offense and keep building on it.
Yeah, and it seems like they've always said, as you beat the shot clock with room to spare, that this Clippers team has always felt like once they got everybody back, they were going to be a team, a force to be reckoned with. But here's the problem. This means Chanae and I are both going to kind of be creeping back over to where we were at the beginning of the season, believing
in
the
Let me creep back into the judgment.
This is me and Chanae walking back over into the Clippers.
And our early season.
Kind of have their colors.
By the way, Malika, the women were the buzzer beaters. What's up with the guys?
Well, you know why? Because it's International Women and Girls in Sports Day, so you already know about that. Still to come on NBA Today, Kyrie Irving, he is returning to TD Garden, so all eyes will be on him because we remember what happened the last time. That's coming up next on NBA Today.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I've been working on my game since I was 7-8 years old.
Hey, no, they want to see me doing bad, but I'm good.
Kyrie Irving, he is hotter than fish grease.
But I'm good. That is a bad man. No, they want to see me doing bad, but I'm good.
Oh, my goodness, what a finish. He hung in the air forever.
But I'm good.
That show and go is a special move in my package.
No, they want to see me doing bad, but I'm good.
Well, that should be a fun one tonight in TD Garden. Kyrie Irving makes his first trip to Boston after the Celtics swept the Nets in the first round of last season's playoffs. We all remember Kyrie and Boston fans. They had some colorful exchanges. There were boos. There were middle fingers. What are we going to say? Displayed. There were middle fingers displayed. So with all that as the backdrop, Perk, we've created a lot of characters for you on the show. You've been producer Perk. You have been wordsmith Perk. You have been director Perk.
Santa Perk is my favorite.
Santa Perk might be my favorite. Can you be predict the future Perk? Can you tell us what it's going
Perkstradamus.
To be like? Perkstradamus. In the TD Garden for Kyrie tonight.
A beat down. That's exactly what it's going to be. Because look,
Who's getting beat down?
Oh, the Celtics are going to smack the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Listen, we always talk about, right, the fans and how they don't like Kyrie Irving and the atmosphere and they're going to boo him. You know who else feels some type of way about Kyrie Irving? Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Because remember, he did leave those guys and go somewhere else when they thought that he was about to be part of what they had going on. So every single time they have a chance to remind Kyrie what they're missing, they do it. Just think about it. They just swept them last year in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now you're going in there without KD. So you don't have that 30-point a night score, one of the best offensive players to ever touch the basketball. And you don't have Ben. Well, never mind. You don't need Ben Simmons, right?
Wow.
Can we just be cordial? Like, you can say you don't. Like, can we say it in a nice way or not?
No. You know, we always look. We stay petty so we don't have to get petty.
Okay, Richard.
Ramona, you have profiled Jason Tatum a couple of times this year. You know that environment in Boston well as anyone on this panel besides Kendrick Perkins. What are you expecting here?
Like Jason said, he's actually pretty close friends with Kevin Durant. And after they beat them last year, they've had conversations and they continue to talk all throughout the summer. Kevin actually called him when they lost in the finals and said, hey man, don't listen to what anybody says about you. You got to get right back up and get back to work. And Kevin's not going to be playing in this one, but those two are friends. And if you remember over the summer when KD asked for a trade, what was the one team that we saw floated out there? The Boston Celtics. Like, there's always that undercurrent when it comes to Kevin Durant and the Celtics. They recruited him 1 year. And I think whenever I watch Kyrie go back to Boston, though, it's amazing to me that the Celtics traded for him, lost him for nothing, and still have a team that is competing for championships. You very rarely see that in the NBA. When you take a shot like that, it doesn't go well, you lose a player for nothing, and you still have enough talent to be as good as Celtics are.
My expectation is that Kyrie is going to hold his emotions in check. A couple of years ago, he had just left. He was burning the sage in the arena. The last year you showed he was doing a middle finger to the fans. I believe they're going to lose as well, but I think he's going to keep his personal emotions in check. And also, losing Kyrie, as you look back at the journey, was the best thing that could have happened to the Boston Celtics. Because to Ramona's point, it actually allowed them to build out their roster. They were trying to go with what we consider an all-star point guard. You had that in Kemba. You had that in Isaiah Thomas. You wanted that in Kyrie. But when healthy, if you look at the depth they now have at that position, it actually serves them better for functioning with their two best players, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, making them the best versions of themselves.
Yeah, I do think it's important to acknowledge that Kyrie, his play has been sensational as of late. You know, this might be a situation where he's losing the battle, keeping his emotions in check, being more uncomfortable in that environment, and they're trying to make a push to win the war when Kevin Durant comes back, right? But still, I mean, the Celtics are the best team in basketball on both both ends of the floor. I like the growth that the Nets have, you know, really shown as of late, even though the wins haven't always been there. But the reality is these two teams are top four in the East. I mean, you would think that without KD, they would slide all the way down. He's been done a decent job of keeping them relevant, keeping them afloat, with Boston obviously pacing the East at number one.
Yeah, being around Kyrie Irving last weekend, there was a levity and a focus to him, I think. I think he knows sort of all of the things that were swirling around earlier this season. And right now, he's playing excellent, like you mentioned, and he's letting that speak. And I kind of expect that same thing. I don't know that I expect the Nets to win tonight, but that's what I expect.
Because as you start to get older, you hope that the noise is about your play. And he's a headline performer. Now he's playing like one of the best players in the game. Mm. And also, he had a contract year.
Yeah.
You got to try to do what you can to get your bread.
Right. And his representation has said that the ball is in the Nets' court, that he would like to continue in Brooklyn, and we'll see if that happens. But that game, it all goes down tonight. The Celtics, the Nets, they kick off our NBA Wednesday doubleheader. That's at 7:30 Eastern. Then Trae Young leads the Hawks against Chris Paul and the Suns. Devin Booker, who is still out, he tweeted earlier today that he is rounding third. So our coverage tips with NBA
baseball
countdown. Yeah, that's right. You got it. At 7 Eastern on ESPN and the app. One quick note before we head to break. The Washington Wizards game tonight, it has been postponed with travel delays. We will have more on that story as it develops. Still ahead, though, on NBA Today, we have some top of the top, top plays of the month style. January saw so many unbelievable performances, so many unbelievable plays. The best of the best when we return.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's always been that.
Three more for Luka. Giannis, what more can you do for us? Mark Griffiths. Exclamation point after exclamation point.
January was wild. And it's not just because it was Jalen Rose's 50th birthday.
Hey,
no.
But because we saw 40-point games. It's the second most in a single month in NBA history, behind only last month's 45. And 24 of the 31 days in January, they featured a 40-point night. Of course, we also had Donovan Mitchell's 71-point game back on the second, and a month-high 5 40-point games from Damian Lillard, which is just crazy. And that got us thinking. How are we possibly going to show you all the ridiculousness that happened in the month of January? Well, we're going to do it with a little bit of a top of the top since it's February 1st. Happy Black History Month, everybody. Let's get it a little top of the top. What do we got coming up here first?
Of course.
Oh, we got top posters. I'm just going to get out of your way.
As expected, the most electrifying player in the game today.
Ridiculous. Woo. Eyes at the rim.
Oh, no.
And also, rest in peace to the late, great Nipsey Hussle, because the top of the TOP is his lyrics.
I'm so glad you got that.
Anthony Edwards is living up to the Bam Bam hype.
This made it to your penthouse, Perk.
I'm just saying. Not in transition in the half-court set.
Correct.
Split a pick and roll. It was.
Correct.
I don't know how we go from top poster to top dime, so we're going to try. What do you got for us, LaMelo?
That is so difficult. Nice. Completely, directly, right behind you, up in the air.
No look.
Okay, light work.
I mean. And then we have Ja Morant. This was how? How?
The pressure to hit that shot, though. You're like, I got to hit this one.
Yeah. When the pass is that nice, you got to get it to go.
But that's when you're playing with a great player, period. When they kick it out to you, you got to make a play.
And then who is that, Perk? Marcus
Smart.
Marcus Smart.
One of the most underrated PDs in the game today.
And then we got top denial.
Oh.
Chasing don't know how this man does this over and over and over again.
When you talk about guys like Giannis, right, and you talk about not taking possessions off, can we talk about Ja Morant? Because he does it on both ends.
And that's a team thing also led by Ja as it relates to the Memphis Grizzlies. Look at Claxton.
He's a motivator.
Waving with the left.
Nick Claxton.
Swatting it with the right.
Has been exceptional
this
season. I mean, should we start talking about him as most improved? And then you have LeBron James pitching it out and getting it back. Ooh, a little top coordination
38
there.
Years of age, putting it in reverse for the backwards with two hands, LeBron.
What? I'm 38 and I ain't even dunking.
And then Kyrie Irving looking for Nick Claxton, but gets it to go. What do we call that today?
Filet.
Hey.
That's what happens if a globetrotter played in the league. And here go Giannis.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Best player in the game.
Right there. Oh.
And then we got top heave. Oh, what? Steph,
hey.
Stop playing with him.
You know he has to be in it. The only guy that's in it shooting a jump shot.
Oof.
How crazy.
The only guy that shoots from half court, we all believe is going in.
Every single time. And then there was this one, which.
That was like.
Just silly.
Near full court.
That's just silly. And look, stoic.
You like, said about the hair. When the hair's like that, you know the shot's going in.
But young fella got to learn to perfect and protect.
And then this one was last night. I still don't.
He like,
I still
right,
don't
bro,
understand.
You got me.
But he's like, I knew that was going. All right, that's going to do it for a little of the top of the TOP. NBA Today will be back in just 60 seconds. Here's our NBA Saturday primetime matchup on ABC and the ESPN app, and it should be a good one. Luka and the Mavs, they start a five-game West Coast road trip at the Chase Center in San Francisco against Steph and the Warriors. Our coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 8 Eastern. So this is the day that Tom Brady has hung it up, and he says this time it is for good. But you already know we got a little surprise basketball connection for you. Chinee, what did we learn about Tom Brady today?
Well, Brady's got game, not just on the field, but also on the court. I love this right here. You've seen this, by the way.
I'm sorry.
We got two GOATs, baby. We got two GOATs. Right here is one guy by the name of Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Thank you. Perk is shocked. This right here is Tom Brady, and I'm here to break down this play. Orlovsky. So watch this right here. I love this. Okay, we're going to get a nice little rhythm pass to get your jumper. You know how, like, certain people need a pass? Mm-hmm. But I want to freeze. Hey, what's the word?
Freeze.
We're going to freeze it. And look at the form. How would you rate this form, Mr. Rose?
That whole setup looked like they just all got their own money.
I was wondering, like, how you get invited to this?
Palm trees.
Okay.
I am not mad.
Okay, do we think he's going to make it?
He's definitely going to make it.
Perk, you've never seen this clip before. I don't know how.
I don't have to. He's going to, anytime somebody got their cap.
And every time y'all talk about the GOAT, I want y'all to remember something. Everybody think they fresh when they wearing somebody's shoes like Michael Jordan that ain't played in 35 years.
This is Tom Brady that you are watching. Michael Jordan.
Thank you.
Like, I feel like we can't drill that home enough. Tom Brady and Michael Jordan on a basketball court together. I mean, he might have a little bit more time now for some pickup with you.
Yes, indeed. My fellow Michigan Wolverine.
True.
And also, when you want to watch inspiration, watch his combine video.
True.
And then look at we talking about him as the GOAT.
We're talking about greatness. Tom Brady, thank you. You've given us endless entertainment over the years.
Know.
NFL Live has so much more on his retirement.
Nina,
that's going to do it for
Laura.
Us. We.